Friday, April 26, 2024. I'm Jay Cleveland Payne. This is Things You Might Not Have Heard, and we have eight stories in the queue today. Stories from yesterday that you deemed as conversational, covering information, politics, current events, and pop culture news, featuring stories including, yes, Harvey Weinstein, Rudy Giuliani, and hopefully something a bit lighter, the Mona Lisa. We'll explain the vetting process at the end of the headlines and giving you some fun stuff, some date stuff along the way, so stay tuned for that. Our website is thisisaconversationproject.com. Check it out for more details on what we do every single day. And the conversation inbox at gmail.com is our email address. You can conversate with us there as well. Now, we're going to go ahead and get into the headlines. We're in no particular order as we're presenting them, but eight stories, as we said, that were picked by you. We'll go through that whole process and the thing. And we'll give you some perspective on how some of these stories kind of came down. But just go with that. These are some big stories that you guys really were into, based on your engagement for the stories. The story at the first spot, and we're just doing this right off the bat because it's the heaviest story out there, deals with Harvey Weinstein. The New York Appeals Court overturns Harvey Weinstein's 2020 rape conviction from landmark Me Too trial. That's it. The highest court in New York has overturned the trial from the landmark Me Too case. The development marks a significant turn in one of the most high-profile cases arising from the Me Too movement that highlighted sexual harassment and misconduct in various industries, including specifically rolling off in the realm of entertainment and movies. The Harvey Weinstein, the list of things he did were just so totally just outlandishly bad, it's even hard to go into it. Now, this is not just flat out he's done. There's two factors in this. Number one, what's going to happen is basically they determined that he didn't get a truly fair trial. So many things could be brought up that they didn't bring anything up. So he's getting a new trial, essentially. They're going to try him again, which is not a good thing, but they'll bring up more specific cases in this case or in this new case to see what they can do going forward. Number two, he was also convicted in Los Angeles. Basically the same thing. And he's staying in jail for what I believe is a 16-year charge there. So he's already serving his LA time. He was waiting to serve his New York time. So his New York time is now pulled back, but they'll see if it comes back again if a new trial comes about and he's also convicted again. This is a pretty serious crime, pretty serious issue. And they're not going to just let it go. They're just going to try it again, from my understanding. We can comment on this one and go back and forth on this one, how good or bad this is. I don't see any good in it, but if he didn't get a fair trial, then he has a right to a fairer trial. He has that right. Let's move on to headline number two. More bad news for people possibly going to jail. Arizona grand jury indicts Meadows, Giuliani, other Trump allies in 2020 election interference. This was new news from yesterday morning that had some time to gather, and this was a big story for yesterday, getting to you here. Now, the Arizona grand jury has indicted 18 total allies of former President Donald Trump, including White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former, I should say, and attorney Rudy Giuliani. The indictments are in connection to their efforts to challenge and overturn the elections results for the 2020 presidential election, specifically in Arizona. This was basically fighting the raging against the machines, the voting machines, going back and forth. Now, the notable mention here is that Donald Trump is involved, but not involved. He's an unindicted co-conspirator, which means they are alleging that all these people acted on behalf of bringing President Trump back to the presidency in 2020, but he wasn't so much really in the works with it. This is basically the one case where, so far we can see, where he's not actually pinned in basically being the ringleader, being the mob boss running things, but other folks running it in conspiracy for him. Let's move to number three. And we weren't getting out of this morning without any Donald Trump news, and we had some big things going on yesterday. Number one, he sat in for his hush money trial, and David Pecker began the process of being cross-examined yesterday. That was a Freudian slip yesterday, as people were basically beating him down to get the defense to get something going on. We learned that David Pecker had no idea what catch and kill was in the storyline, something that was created by the actual reporters out there who were just kind of scamming, just hating on things like the National Enquirer and things going on. We find out that David Pecker essentially got tired of being Trump's bank and didn't want to deal with Stormy Daniels, which is why we're dealing with Michael Cohen now, and that there's no ill feelings for Donald Trump in any of these things. He thinks he's a pretty good guy. He just didn't want to pay any fines anymore. Number two, there was the case before the Supreme Court that's dealing with the basically supreme immunity for all presidents going forward, that basically they can do whatever the hell they want to, which is not going great for Donald Trump right now. Basically, there's a lot of questions that are asking circular questions, which is coming down to, this is not a good idea. So here's all the reasons why it's not quite good. Please explain how you can call it good. No one can explain how there's good. But the actual story, and sorry for the long details on what we're going here, is a federal judge that's denied Trump's bid to get a new trial for the E. Jean Carroll case. Remember, Trump owes a whole bunch of money for a whole bunch of things and had to basically put down his bond for E. Jean Carroll a few weeks ago to make sure that he can actually, you know, take this back to trial. He owes E. Jean Carroll $5 million back in damages, plus extra damages from some extra things he's done. This has gotten really weird, really big. Here's the deal. He's not going to get a retrial. The federal judge recently denied that request for a new trial against E. Jean Carroll because he's still found liable for sexual abuse and defamation. Not rape. We're going to say that really loud. Sexual abuse and defamation. He got liable to sexual abuse and then defaming her on the line. So the retrial is not happening. He still owes her lots of money, and we're going to see how that plays out. Trump's legal team argued that the verdict was grossly excessive, and that's why they went for a new trial. It's not happening. The other trials are still happening. And of course, if the immunity trial, the hearing by the Supreme Court basically is called off and then he does not get immunity from everything, they'll try to push a few more trials in the queue before we get to the election. Busy days, lots of billable hours for Donald Trump. Let's move on from the court stuff for a minute and go to Brooke Shields. She's announcing her candidacy for presidency of the Actors Equity Association. She has announced this. The union represents about 51,000 actors and stage managers. Decision to run comes as the current president, Kate Shadell, has chosen not to seek re-election. Shields expressed that stepping into the role felt like a responsibility, signaling her commitment to advocate for her peers in the entertainment industry. She already has a lot of clout. Brooke Shields has been doing this stuff literally since baby times and has been through a whole lot in the process and knows how to manage some things. So taking on this role is probably a good thing. I don't know who else is going to try to run against her. So maybe someone else has great ideas. But we have seen, and some people have been surprised, like things like the president of the Screen Actors Guild and things like that, the head of those unions going forward and just showing out, showing up, and being there for all sorts of folks. So why not Brooke Shields, and why not now? We shall see what's happening going forward on this one. Let's move on to the next story at number six this morning. I'm sorry, at number five this morning. The headline for this one reads, Bears draft QB Caleb Williams with the number one pick in 2024 NFL draft. Chicago fans are all a Twitter for picking up USC quarterback Caleb Williams as the number one draft pick. Wildly anticipated, and he's been extremely impressive all season. Of course, even winning the Heisman back in 2022. So that's there as well. He's got that accolade and stick around to win more big games. Now, here's just a couple of fun facts for the actual ceremony last night. The top five picks, Chicago had Caleb Williams. Washington had Jaden Daniels of LSU. New England picked Drake May of North Carolina. Arizona picked Marvin Harrison Jr., junior Ohio State. And LA Chargers took Joe Alt from Notre Dame. More than two-thirds of the first-round draft picks were five-star or higher high school recruits. So basically, people that had the eyeballs on them in high school made it through the college ranks and are now big-time pros, if they make it past, you know, whole training camps, things like that. And of course, total four quarterbacks were taken in top eight picks, that being Williams, also Jaden Daniels, Drake May, and Michael Penix Jr. Actually, five quarterbacks taken in top five. First time this happened in that manner in the modern era since it started in 1967. Big time news and big time history made for this one. We see how these guys will play out and whether their money will play out very well coming forward. Let's move to the next story. At number six this morning, this headline, LAPD arrests 93 people at USC amid Israel-Hamas war protests. This is a larger story, so we're going to go deeper into kind of the larger details. Not so much the USC thing, which I misspoke and said that Columbia arrested 93 people. It was USC yesterday, the day before. But the arrests are starting to happen at these protests across many college campuses. At this point, it's at the point where it gets really too far, and they are disrupting everything. Number one, USC is now canceling its graduation because of all sorts of things. Many classes or many schools and classes are basically saying, if you're Jewish, don't come to class. See you next year, Jews. That's essentially what's being said out. And just the disruption, what's going on, where many of the people they are finding, they're picking up and going through, aren't so much students, but just people out there looking to protest. People just looking to fight the fight and be out there. And they may have legitimate protest ideas and valid points, but they're not students doing a general organic protest. They're being organized at higher levels and being infiltrated, lack of a better word, by other people to bolster the numbers and make it look like it's bigger. And they're getting violent, they're getting nasty, they're getting really, really bad. And so with that, you have to start clearing things out. Now, riot gear, police, and things like that make it look much worse than it probably is, or maybe it looks like exactly what it is. Clashes are happening, negotiations aren't really working so well, and what we're having is issues that are well beyond the issues going on. Meanwhile, there are videos online of children in Palestine holding up signs saying, thank you, students, for looking out for us, which makes this even more complicated because there's the innocence of the kids who are showing their celebration, showing their love, showing their appreciation for people fighting for the Palestinian causes and for their lives. And over in the actual fights, if you will, or the protests, if you will, they're getting really ugly. And this is not a fight. This is supposedly a protest to sort of weigh things down. Obviously, the president of Harvard can't actually call off the Israel National Guard to stop the fighting. So you wonder how far this goes. But essentially, what's in my mind is Kent State. And if you're too young to remember, not a real history buff, just look up Kent State, look up protests, and you'll have an idea there. Also talked about yesterday, water cannons and dogs being sicked on people doing civil rights activism, civil rights protests. Just think about exactly where we're going with this going forward. Whatever side you believe on this, think about where we're going, how this is escalating at the moment. The Mona Lisa should be moved to improve worst viewing experience, the Louvre proposes. The Louvre Museum is considering relocating the Mona Lisa to an underground chamber to address what has been described as, quote, the worst, most disappointing experience in viewing. That's what people say. The proposal aims to manage the overwhelming crowds that typically gather to see the painting, often resulting in less than satisfactory experience for visitors. If you're looking at the video, you can see what's going on. The Mona Lisa is not right there in a pretty prime spot, but when everybody's crawling around the Mona Lisa, nobody get a good shot of it. It's hoping to people to engage more with the iconic artwork and more of the work in general and control the environment going through. Less congestion should be better experience. We shall see if they can make this move and what will happen going forward. And finally, rumors, innuendos, maybe flat out lies. Eldris Elba, the voice of Knuckles, can neither confirm nor deny that Keanu Reeves will be in Sonic 3, but he would like him to be. Recent reports has that Keanu Reeves will be the voice of Shadow the Hedgehog, but no one's confirmed that yet. We just hear that in all of the online posts and all online blogs. Idris Elba, who is the voice of Knuckles, says he don't know, but it'd be really, really, really cool. That's all he's got for us on that one. Let's move on to our teaser story for this morning. This is a story we are teasing for tomorrow, or actually for Monday, I should say, because it is Friday. Friday, got to kick it down on Friday. This is a story that we are teasing to present to you possibly come Monday if you deem it worthy of the love. And that becomes from you engaging in the stories like you did all week long. Do it all weekend long and make sure this one gets to be a top 30 story so we get a chance to look at it and make it one of the 10 stories we print for you on Monday. How does that happen? Go to our feeds on Facebook and Twitter, Facebook.com/ This is a Conversation Project, twitter.com/th_conversation. Just go to our feeds, see what we're talking about, see what we're looking at all weekend, and engage in the stories. Click the like, love, hate button, share it with folks. The more engagement you give it to the world, the better chance we have of talking about it. As we said, for Mondays, we'll take the top 30 stories for the weekend, basically 10 a day, and pick 10 of those stories to present to you in the actual headlines. So what story are we teasing? One of the stories we have in the queue that will come down the pike fairly soon after this goes live for the replays. Of course, we do this live at 5:50 every single morning, weekday morning here on the internets. Excuse me. Basically, as soon as we drop off, this will go live pretty quickly after that one. The headline reads, Baltimore High School Athletic Director Used AI to create fake racist recordings of principal, authorities say. Sorry about that one. So a principal was framed for saying some racist things, and he said them by not saying them. The athletic director basically framed him using AI to create these things. This is extremely scary. I've used AI to clone my voice to show in a class I was teaching just how easy it is to make these things work out. And even though the voice sounds like a dull sort of tone like that because inflections don't work in it, it's really easy to do deep fakes and make things happen that you don't want to happen. So when we talk about this story, how this is becoming one of those issues, one of those things, how AI is going to destroy us as people use it to destroy ourselves, it's up to you. This story may make it, or other stories may make it. You go to our feeds, Facebook and Twitter, engage in the stories, and just click on them and reply, do what you need to do to show that you're loving or hate them. And the love or hate you give to them will give them a better chance of being brought up into future iterations down the line. Future being specifically Monday morning for things you might not have heard. Our spotlight sponsor for this morning is YouTube TV, and we've talked about them all week long because they're a pretty good sponsor. What really sparked the full week thing, I think we're going to stick with a week work of sponsors. If you're not here, normally we do like different sponsors every day based on the things, but we'll probably do week things, just a little inside baseball of that one. Just stick with one for the week. Makes it a little easier for tracking, if you will. But YouTube TV is one of the better ways to get your TV now that TV is no longer what it is. Cable is gone. Air on the over-air streaming is okay with all the digital channels, but you still want to get the real channels, the real stuff all together. And YouTube TV allows you to do that streaming on any device you own. And you get 6 different accounts for YouTube TV, which means 6 different people or accounts get DVR. I have 2 accounts because I'm greedy like that, so I can do that. It has all the best sports, all the best movies, all the best news packages all together, and all the premium channels you can connect to. And it also, as this news said, we have a brand new apps that have been attached to the YouTube TV system, so you don't have to leave this app to go to other apps features. It takes care of you, and we'll take care of you with an extra $15 off per month, because they'll offer you $30 off a month for 3 months. Use my link, make it 45. This is theconversationproject.com/YouTube TV. It's theconversationproject.com/YouTube TV. Check it out, and you will find that you've been waiting way too long to cut that cord. Now is the time, or the satellite says. The satellite folks are still out there, but they're using the satellites. DirecTV is not using satellites anymore, believe it or not. This is theconversationproject.com/YouTube TV. Get in on the revolution. Don't get left behind. Revolution will be live streamed and over your internet connection and your smart TV, and get in on it right now. The Conversation Project lives online at thisconversationproject.com. Thank you so much for being a part of what we do every single day here, specifically weekdays with things you might have heard. But every single day, we are providing for you news stories in various ways. The feeds don't stop, never stop, always on, 24/7. We're giving you a new headline every 50 minutes or so for you to engage in, so we can always be on count to see what stories are engaging and what stories to report. It works that way as well. We also give you insights, and we're trying to do more of new stuff. We thank everybody for all the great responses we've had to the news clips. I've had a little bit of extra time in the morning and kind of figured out how to better-ish the actual recording here. Now we're streamlining this. So we're chopping up some of the stories, 2 or 3 stories, putting them in the feed so you can get those stories and reply straight to those. And we're doing, I think we're doing a good job getting it done. Apparently, we're doing a good job of picking some stories that people are responding to. Yesterday's stories with Candace Owens, which was actually a 2-day story on her going Catholic, and Cat Williams on him going mind-boggling crazy and bringing the numbers up for his video up there. Getting a lot of responses from you guys out there. We thank you so much for joining in on that one. If you have some comments or suggestions on which ones we need to put more on out there, let me know. We'll do more long-form stuff going on. And, of course, it's the weekend, so coming up in a couple hours, we'll start working on the story of the week, the stories of the week, and, of course, a weekly wrap-up. Those are giving the full, true version of the top 10 stories of the week per your engagement. We need help to get it done, though. Check us out at our website, thisistheconversationproject.com, and consider becoming a partner. A partner helps us get things done in many ways. You become the de facto board of directors to help me decide things out, and, of course, direct funding as well. If you can't manage that, follow us in the feeds. And let us know what stories to talk about, and we'll bring in the eyeballs we can. Also, share the eyeballs, Sarah, with other eyeballs, so other people can see what's going on. And, of course, email us at theconversationinbox@gmail.com so we can conversate. We can still talk back and forth. I'm just telling you, just the way it is. priority goes to the sponsors, goes to the partners that they are have the direct ear to me. But we do take every single comment and work it through as best as possible. Want to learn you something today? One of our partnerships is with a better, larger Marb Intermedia circuit for the Big Words Project. Big Words Project, found at bigwordsproject.com. Sign up there for the word of the day in your inbox directly. Today's word is remunerate, which means to pay, recompense, or reward for work, trouble, etc. Use in a sentence. Volunteers are not typically remunerated for their time. Sorry about that. But the organization often offers other forms of appreciation, such as certificates and public acknowledgments. Remunerate is your word for today. Go to the Big Words Project today and learn more big words and look for our newest, latest edition of the Big Words Project's book form of this. Big Words You Gotta Know, Volume 1 is out right now. Check it out on Amazon. $1 from every book sold is going to a local reading program. Now, to be honest, $1 from every book sold from this one book is going, well, all the dollars are going to me in this case. But we want you to check out our newest book from the Big Words from the More Bitter Media edition, and it's called 100 Daily Affirmations for Positivity and Confidence. This is a book I've been working on for a bit and finally had a window to kind of get it published, so hopefully you will enjoy this one. It has, as the title says, 100 different affirmations for you to use for daily speaking to yourself, daily words to tell yourself better things. Helps keep you positive, helps keep you confident on things. And the biggest thing is, it's not just a big list of things to say. Each saying, each affirmation has a breakdown of 5 reasons why it works, 5 reasons why it focuses on the things it does, so you can go there as well. And if you don't like the affirmation, I'm good with it. Change it so it works for your way. It's an affirmation is more or less not so much basic, but it puts in the words why you saying those things should mean things to you. You make it work to fit yourself. Check it out on Amazon and other bookstores. I'm literally talking on the phones with people who are looking for independent bookstores, looking to get copies of this book. So this is one of my largest releases, and I'm very proud of this one. Go to Amazon, search for 100 Daily Affirmations Pain, and you'll see the book. Amazon is in Kindle and Hitman paperback editions, or look for links to it wherever you see our stuff out there. With that, we're wrapping it up for the weekend. As you said, we're going to get to work on the weekly wrap-up and the stories of the week for more things there. Big weekend going on as we're going to celebrate a big birthday for JJ, turning the big 1-2. So it's all about JJ and a little bit about the news. So you guys get a little love, but she gets all the love. So if you can't reach me this weekend, it's because I've got run over by the elephant we hired for her birthday party. Don't get me started on her birthday party. But get me started every single weekday by telling me what to talk about in the news stories by following us on the feeds on Facebook and Twitter. Email me at theconversationinbox@gmail.com. Let me know how to do things better or worse, or birthday suggestions for JJ. Run a little out of time since it's tomorrow, but you know, you can get in there late minute stuff. She loves late minute stuff. Also, make sure you check out our partnership page because we could use the help. We can always use the help. And stay limber, stay hydrated, stay on task for all the grand things you are here to do. Love you. Mean it. Go out there and have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We will see you back here come Monday with things you might have heard and all weekend with the recorded stuff. Don't forget, we'll have hot takes and small things as well. So we're not going to leave you empty-handed all weekend. We're just going to be focusing on the kid because that's what you do when you got the kid. Thank you so much for being a part of the family. We will see you live at 5:50 a.m. Central Time come Monday with the next edition of Things You Might Not Have Heard.